Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
It's Wednesday, March 20th. You're listening to the Market Comment Podcast by Hara Lambos-Pisouros. I'm Christina Marujos, and thank you for joining us at XM.com. The U.S. dollar traded higher against its major counterparts yesterday, gaining the most versus the yen, the kiwi, and the loonie in that order. The greenback continued trading on the front foot today as well. The buying of the dollar suggests that investors are likely expecting a hawkish outcome from today's FOMC decision, and this is evident by the fact that they continued pushing back their rate cut bets. According to Fed Fund Futures, they are now penciling in a 68% chance for a 25 basis points reduction in June, with the total number of basis points worth of cuts anticipated by the end of the year dropping to 75, in line with the Fed's December dot plot. Taking that into account, the Fed's updated interest rate projections may be of major importance today. With the U.S. economy faring better than most of its major peers and inflation proving to be stickier than expected, there has been speculation that the dot plot may be revised up to indicate 2 quarter-point rate cuts by the end of the year. Such a decision would provide room for further upside adjustment to the market's own implied path and thereby add more fuel to the dollar's engines. The yen was the main loser, tumbling more than 1.5%, even after the Bank of Japan's historic decision to end 8 years of negative interest rates and entirely abolish its yield curve control policy. With reports already preparing investors that policymakers may decide to press the hike button at this gathering, the decision came as no surprise, while the bank's announcement that they will continue government bond purchases with broadly the same amounts as before makes the abandonment of yield curve control not such a material change. Combined with Governor Ueda's remarks that they will maintain accommodative monetary policy conditions, the meeting's decision did not add any extra hawkishness to the market's own perception. Investors continue to believe that any subsequent rate increases are likely to be very gradual and slow, as several members have telegraphed ahead of the meeting, assigning around an 83% chance for the next 10 basis points hike to be delivered in September. For the yen to change course and begin a long-lasting recovery, data and headlines may need to start suggesting that another rate increase may be appropriate sooner than the market expects. Otherwise, further declines may trigger another round of verbal intervention by Japanese officials. The Canadian dollar was also among the major losers, getting knocked down after the Canadian CPIs for February came in lower than expected, prompting investors to add to their Bank of Canada rate cut bets. From 20%, the probability of a 25 basis points reduction at the bank's upcoming decision has risen to around 25, while the total number of basis points worth of cuts expected by December has increased to around 75 from 65. Today, it was the UK's turn to release inflation numbers, with both the headline and core CPI rates for February coming in lower than anticipated. However, the pound barely reacted to the data, perhaps as traders preferred to avoid large positions ahead of tomorrow's Bank of England decision. On Wall Street, all three of its main indices closed in the green, with the Dow Jones gaining the most ground. The chip-making giant Nvidia erased early losses to close 1% up after it revealed details of its highly anticipated Blackwell B200 artificial intelligence chip that could be 30 times faster than previous chips. Although equities could pull back if the Fed appears hawkish today, prompting investors to further push back their rate cut bets, the Nvidia story suggests that AI-related future growth opportunities are not fully factored into the market. Thus, any Fed-associated declines may be seen as a corrective phase, providing renewed buying opportunities. Oil prices extended their gains on Tuesday as supply concerns remain elevated due to attacks by Ukraine on Russian refinery facilities. Even if this proves to be a temporary event, oil prices may continue to gather support from declining exports from Saudi Arabia and Iraq, as well as signs of improving demand and economic growth in the US and China. This was today's Market Comment Podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.